Nolte, Donald Trump scorches Elizabeth Warren's beer drinking livestream. By John Nolte on January 14, 2019. President Trump poured contempt and ridicule all over Senator Elizabeth Warren's DMA, much mocked livestream of her having a beer. Warren, who is out and about running for president right now, celebrated New Year's Eve with a live stream from her kitchen. At one point, she awkwardly attempted to look like regular folk by popping open a bottle of beer. "Hold on a second," she says. "I'm gonna get me a beer." She toddles off screen for a beat, returns with a beer, pops it open, and offers one to her husband, who politely declines. After introducing her husband to the viewing audience, she says to him, "Thank you for being here." Although this happened some 2 weeks ago, the president is obviously eager to refocus everyone on the awkwardness of this moment. On Warren's lack of authenticity, as well as the never-ending controversy surrounding Warren falsely claiming for decades that she is part Cherokee Indian. If Elizabeth Warren, often referred to by me as Pocahontas, did this commercial from Bighorn or Wounded Knee instead of her kitchen, with her husband dressed in full Indian garb, it would have been a smash. Read Trump's first tweet. His tweet also included video of the infamous "getting me a beer" moment. In his second tweet, the president again focused on the awkwardness of it all. How unnatural this forum is for Warren, by ridiculing the left-wing senator for thanking her own husband for being there. It's their house, he's supposed to be there. The president heckled. Although the establishment media have worked overtime to stop Trump from mocking Warren's false claim to Indian fame and have done so primarily with false accusations of racism, it's not racist to ridicule someone who falsely identifies as an Indian. It is obvious the president sees Warren's phoniness as a primary weak spot. And in this particular video, the phoniness is everywhere. Nothing about her "getting me a beer" moment or her interaction with her husband looks anything other than stilted and rehearsed. Warren, who turns 70 this year, is completely out of her element copying younger Democrats, like Beto O'Rourke and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who have used live streams like this to much better effect, although, not always. Like presidential losers Al Gore, John Kerry, Mitt Romney, Jeb Bush, and Hillary Clinton, Warren has a massive authenticity problem. Unlike Trump, she is not at all comfortable in her own skin. And one of the president's primary talents as a politician is his ability to recognize and exploit his opponent's primary weak spot. He then needles that weak spot as a means to goad his target into making a massive blunder. Warren has not yet responded to Trump needling her with these tweets Sunday night. But that is another aspect of this unconventional president's political acumen. He knows how to put his opponent in a box where they can't win. Responding to his taunt expands the story. Ignoring it gives it validity. Either way, his target looks more and more ridiculous in the eyes of the voter. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.